participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I apologize, Buzz.
I have some crazy tapes you got there.
Yeah, it's a crazy Friday.
There was just a commercial on about old people. And, of course, I wasn't paying attention to what it was. Just listening to it halfway, and it was saying, are you old?
Mm-hmm.
Are you
hair fall out?
Are you really old? And I kept playing Buzz's jingle.
Michael Elton.
And then all of a sudden it became a promo about AIDS awareness.
Yes, it suddenly got very scary.
So I had to play that a couple of times. Yeah. I didn't know that was what the commercial was, Buzz.
Very scary.
For goodness sake.
Crazy tape.
Yeah, and that coming from me, Johnny AIDS, Johnny bronchitis.
Well, you don't have AIDS, but
Johnny pneumonia.
Something.
Yeah, no, Johnny pneumonia.
You have spent the better part of the last 3 months, I believe.
Always sick.
Yeah.
Always sick, yes. And now,
you don't sound as bad as you did. You were sick when we came back from vacation.
Correct. And sick before we went on vacation.
That's the way I remember it.
That's right.
Yeah.
It just doesn't go away.
But it hasn't diminished your overall perkiness, which I think is a tribute to your professional.
Oh, if you would have seen me today, laying in the fetal. I'm not kidding about this. You know, everybody gets this way when you feel.
Sure,
I feel more flu-like than sick.
Yeah, well, you
sick.
Have flu, probably.
Yeah. So I was just laying in bed and had that one of these weird things where, like, my left hand was up over my right shoulder and I was in like a cocoon. My right hand was on the side of my face. And Frieda walked into the room and said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "Leave me alone!" And I'm all just huddled up and just pathetic. Just pathetic. I'm glad to be here.
I don't know if you've noticed around the radio station, but there are the people that have it, they have it.
Well,
I mean, it's nasty.
Listen, I got it from Joan Lotta.
That's what I'm thinking.
That's when I got
You know how sick she was 2 days ago?
That's when I got the latest string of this, whatever this flu is. Mm-hmm. I got it from Joan Lotta. And I got news for you. Boys, if I got it, you got it.
Hey, can you get that from casual contact?
Sure.
Well, the kind of casual contact we have before every show.
Define
the
casual.
Time. We're not going to send
casual contact.
And we won't send those pictures out on the internet.
You know, but I'm glad I just said, and I meant this, I'm glad I came into work.
It makes you feel better, really.
Yes, it does, because for a while today, I was actually laying in my bed in this fetal position, doing, because this thing was happening, too, this...
Oh, the chill.
You know, and then that happens, and then, like, once it happens, you get so into that, that you start, no matter what you can do, you can't stop it.
Right.
It's like crazy, you're going... And I was walking around my house... And this is stopping. I can't do the show today. And then I would lay in bed and I would think, know what a dope I am. Because I would feel okay when I would lay down and have like 8 blankets on top of me.
Well, you know, sure. It tells me one thing, though. I don't care how many old people are in line next year. We're knocking them down and getting flu shots.
Except for me.
Mike, thank you.
Yeah.
That was my point.
Right.
That was my point exactly.
You might have gotten your little cold you had before the break, but you wouldn't get this thing if you had the flu shot.
This crud's been around for a long time in me. And even though yesterday I said that I'm fat, and I am, I've lost 85 freaking pounds. I work my ass off every day. I eat the right stuff. I take my vitamins. And still, look at me. Johnny Pneumonia.
Fluish.
J.A.
You know, it's not anything compared to what you've done, but I'm going to say it because I'm kind of proud of it. And, oh, my God.
Excuse me. I'm sorry about that.
I have lost 10 pounds.
Hey, that's significant.
So I figured I will.
Congratulations.
I'll let you know sometime in the year 2006 when I lose the next 10.
That's strong.
That's good.
Yes, it is.
Don't eat late at night. That's one of my main
the
things.
The hardest
right now.
Thing of all.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it feels good. 10 makes a difference. You know, I was dangerous.
Hello? Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe. Right. So good to keep that tradition alive in 05.
Mm-hmm.
Bye, Jordan.
Good day.
Good day.
It's a good day, sir.
On an average male frame, 10 pounds will reduce you by an inch in your waist size.
Yeah, well, that's about right. That's about right.
Congratulations.
But listen to me. No matter how much weight you lose or how great you feel, no matter how great you think you're supposed to feel,
yeah.
Unless you get that flu shot, Jack, I'm telling you, you're going to be like me. You're going to be J.A.
And
you're
if
be
I get
around Johnny Pneumonia, Johnny Bronchitis.
You know, it was one of our best little regular things that
Johnny
we did.
Johnny Phlegm.
Yeah. The nurses would come in. Mm-hmm. Rob would do his scream. Yep. I look forward to that show.
Right.
And we always got our flu shots.
Kept us healthy.
Maybe I can call them and get tetanus shots or something.
No, not the same. And at my age, my advanced age, if I get the flu, I will surely die.
It'll be cold, Buzz.
Yes, and
oh,
very
God.
Cold.
God damn, it'll be cold. Mike, what do pirates go camping in?
What? Arby's.
You're not going to do the voice?
Rob, I am in a foul, foul mood today.
Don't question
I promise
him,
you, if you do the voice, you'll feel better. I promise you.
I kind of like it this way.
I don't know.
You know what these suck. You didn't write these.
No.
That's why I'm just flying.
Did I have it right? Did I have it right? RV?
Yeah, an RV.
That's the service.
Right.
Yeah.
That doesn't even get the big ding.
No.
That just gets like a little. Let me turn it down. Just a...
Oh, just a little
one. A little ding.
See, the normal one is... There you go. And, what veteran rock band is the most heavily armed?
What?
Aerosmith and Wesson. I mean, these are like...
Yeah.
The worst.
The worst. I shouldn't have this type of material when I'm fluish, boy.
Yeah.
Right.
Should
right.
be the top stuff. You should have a flu file.
The double F.
Breaks the glass for the... And hey now.
Thank you, Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
So now we don't have to guess about who wrote those. Because you know that those are written by the service. And what would it take seriously to get some of that flu junk down here?
What would it take? Too late for you now.
I mean, but Buzz, there's still like 4 months left in this cold and flu season. Aren't all the old people who would have died from the flu,
yeah.
haven't they already died if they were going to die?
The news, man, that's the truth.
Usually
right?
by Christmas, yeah, they're gone.
But I mean, the fact is, they've got their shots. The shots are available now.
They are. A lot of people aren't taking them.
Can we call the nurses?
I'll call them, sure. And you should serve those in your restaurant. Flu shots.
Or at the bar with your jello shots.
Oh, man, I'm sure we can make it up.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Right. Tony, okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. Did we improve your...
True story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hope, with a soul for a heart. Viewer discretion advised.
How have you been? Never better.
Good afternoon, Mr. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ch-ch-ch-changes. And all the shits at sea. They're here to make the beast. The beast with two men.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Ottimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Robbie.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Mike Show. New episode, Mike, on this Friday.
Friday
11405.
Hi, Donna Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Let's get retarded. Donna Mike Show. New episode. It's Friday, January 14th, 20-05. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. And D.C., your number on WJFK is 202-432-1067.
All right.
And as Rob alluded to, there are plenty of changes happening at this very WJFK radio station today.
Going to get a new paint job or something around here?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Mike. You know what the big announcement is?
What's that?
That down in the parking lot, they're doing that thing that they did 4 years ago where they squeezed all the spots just a little closer. Mm-hmm. Remember when they went in the parking lot about 3 years ago with a can of black paint?
Right.
And they covered over all of the yellow lines for parking spots.
Right.
And they painted new yellow lines so that they could get more cars in. But the problem is the spots are now too small for cars to fit into.
The good news is instead of being able to park 40 cars, now we can park 150 motorcycles.
And everybody's riding them here, too.
Yeah. And that's the big news here at the station that everybody's huge. Going crazy about. The huge news.
Yes.
Because
huge
it was so because it was so public earlier in the week, I make it public now.
Hey.
In front of my esteemed colleague, Mr. Geronimo,
right.
As an eyewitness, I hold in my hand.
Hey, grab something here. Hold on, Mike. There we go. Hold on. There we go.
Oh, very
the
nice.
Check for Rob Spiewak's hair.
And beard.
And it is the retro money for prior to the break. And also,
and when you say retro money, yeah, it's money that was minted in 1965.
Absolutely. Here's the check and the total representing not only what I owed him before, but the conclusion of this.
Jerry, right, you're making this like a telethon
if
now.
If you paid up through next Tuesday, actually.
A gentleman who helps every year and his hair grows and he doesn't complain, and I think
marvelous.
That's marvelous. Mm-hmm. Rob, here is your check.
Thank you. It's always nice when you work very hard and you get rewarded.
Well, you deserve it. You really do. And your hair today, I'm delighted to give you the check, because I've never seen it look really worse than it does today.
Really, I'm trying different things on different days.
He's trying Vitalis or Brill Cream or something today.
This is Mega Gel.
Today, not a good day.
Not, you don't like it?
Not as much as, say, yesterday.
Today, the hair is telling me that you are having problems managing.
I told you that, and I like to point out what Mike put in the memo on this check.
What does it say?
The beast.
Yes, because I have the beast on the brain. I really do.
So Mike is paid Rob. You can see the pictures of Rob's hair. There will be new pictures up every week at donandmikewebsite.com. Here's something creepy. Besides the Xbox. Oh, I got to tell you an Xbox story.
You mean you've been doing it again?
Yeah, Xbox Live. So I'm playing this morning at some point, you know, in between my chilling and, you know, I'm chilling. I'm right. Chilling like Magellan or whatever it is.
All the illness in the world can't keep a man from his enthusiasms.
Correct. So I'm playing this thing, and I don't have the headset in.
Not
I'm
good.
Playing without talking to the person. Mm-hmm. And this was at about 9:20
mm-hmm.
East Coast time.
Okay.
The score of the game, and I wrote it down here, 46-34. I was the St. Louis Rams, and this other guy was, Eagles, somebody. I don't know who it was. Anyway, I put the headset on at the very end, and I heard what sounded like a 7-year-old okay. saying, "Hello? Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hello?" I mean, I'm not exaggerating about this.
Right.
I said, I put the headphone on, I hear that, I go, "Hello?" Because you don't have to push a button or anything to talk. I just go, "Hello?" He goes, "I've been trying to get you the whole game."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Oh, I don't normally wear the headphones. I don't like talking." And the kid says to me, "You know, every time that you move your linebackers up towards the line of scrimmage, you become very vulnerable, that second safety on the right-hand side."
So you got a real full-fledged like prodigy nerd boy.
So I said to him, "Okay, well, thanks for the tip." I said, I'm going to go now."
"Okay. You want to play later?"
And I said, and this is the creepy part about it. I said, "No, I got to go to work later." I said, "Don't you have to go to work later?" Because I'm sitting in my chair
yeah, right.
with a headset on talking to some nerd on the computer through the Xbox. And then the kid says, "We don't have school today.
Oh.
We got 12 inches of snow."
Wow.
And as it turns out, it was a 9-year-old lad.
Oh my God.
From Love Something, Colorado.
Incredible.
Who was up early in the morning. And I guess the whole time we've been playing the game, the kid had been screaming at me, and
yeah.
I didn't have the headset plugged in.
Well, two things. First of all, I think this is how you got the flu in the first place. And secondly, is there a chance that with the headset laying on the desk or whatever, that he could hear you say anything?
No. See, it has to be plugged in. And it wasn't until the very end of the game
that you plugged it in.
That I plugged it in just thought, "Hey, I'll see." And then as soon as I plugged it in, before I even put it on my head, I heard this little voice, "Hello?" like really pissed, like he's been talking at me the whole game.
I could no more do that. I would not want to have that kind of contact with strangers.
He told me he's 9.
Yeah.
9. He doesn't have school today because I got 12 inches of snow.
And is that when you basically communicated with him that you would send him a plane ticket and meet him in the park?
And that's when I had the queerest reaction of all. That I took the headset off, and as I laid the headset down, I could still hear
right
the kid talking. I ran over to the Xbox and turn the thing off, and you know how you do something like that, you stand back.
You gotta see what's happening.
Almost like, all I've done is just turn off a stupid video game.
But I
turn it off, and I take a step back, then I go over by the headset, because I don't know if it's still hot, right?
Right.
And I go, "Hello?" "Hello?" And of course it's not working, because the Xbox isn't turned off.
Yeah, you'll freak out one day when it goes, "Wow."
Why did you hang up on me?
Please
get back on the Xbox.
Congratulations to little Johnny Snow up to his ass in Colorado, who beat me today. Before I went to bed last night, there was something about kids that I wanted to talk about Michael Jackson and kids.
Yeah.
That last night, I know Buzz has had this on the news, and it's been in the newspaper.
Close your eyes real tight.
I've never seen anything as graphic as the transcripts last night that they were running on primetime of the Michael Jackson accuser. And they were using words that you shouldn't be allowed to use on television.
Right.
And besides that, I also found Mike Jackson, MJ, to be, let me just say this. He's a little more well-rounded than I thought he was.
As far as the language he was using?
No, far as his taste. He likes girls as well as
does?
Boys. Yes.
Well, it starts there.
Well, he at least likes girls in this regard, that he, according to this stuff that was on primetime, and I can't repeat it because it's too dirty even under our old
too
format.
Graphic. We can't say it.
But they had what was funny is they had the transcript up on TV.
Yeah.
And as it's flowing along like a teleprompter, there's a male grown-up voice that's reading the voice of the kid.
With all the language and everything?
Everything left in. And Michael Jackson had Penthouse, Playboy, Hustler, enjoyed looking at pictures of naked girls.
Did he do it with the kids?
Yes, yeah.
And
One time when they were on an airplane, they made prank calls to women and asked them if they had hot...
If perhaps a body part did not smell as good as it ought to, for example.
Hot, stinky.
Wow.
And that word was used a lot. The P word. That ends with Y. You know, and this was the revelation for me about Michael Jackson. I am so... What is the word? When you get used to something awful happening, that you build up a tolerance to it.
Conditioned or desensitized.
Yeah, that's
desensitized.
This whole Michael Jackson thing, I just think of him with little boys.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, last night, I'm laying there in this flu, and all of a sudden, I'm the P word, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, hold on a second.
Well, you know, we've turned Michael Jackson into almost a cartoon character, and the fact is, if these allegations are proven in court, And it seems to me that these are pretty serious charges. When you hear this kind of stuff, you realize that the whole issue that we're dealing with here is not all that,
cartoonish,
cartoon-like.
Monstrous.
I mean, no, it's really, really horrible stuff.
It's stuff like, and it was just the way it was presented, was outlandish, that I'm watching network television at 10 o'clock, the Safe Harbor, so they're running just the words on the screen, and there's a man saying, and at this point, Michael came into the room. He was totally naked. Then they say, what was the status of his
body?
Yeah,
right.
And they say he was, right. I mean, and they said that they said he had a hard something. You know, I don't know if there's an on switch or an off switch with this thing, but that's
incredible.
That's part of what they.
Is this on TV last night?
Yeah. There was a kid talking about Michael Jackson walking in with a hard thing, and and that other word, that P word that I had never thought he would be even remotely be interested in. Yeah, and
I mean, this is really elaborate stuff.
He liked getting these kids in bed, and then it was like, you know, it's a one man has to learn how to pleasure himself.
How did this stuff all get leaked? I'd like to know how. I mean, isn't this going to be? Is this in any way going to be damaging to the prosecution? The fact that this stuff has been leaked to the media.
The judge has not reacted to this so far. I don't. If the judge was going to react, he would have done so angrily by now, and he hasn't. Somebody inside the courthouse apparently leaked the documents to the Smoking Gun and to ABC News.
When does the trial start? That's what I mean.
The jury selection begins on the 31st of this month.
Okay.
I'm telling you, they had not publicized this. I watch a lot of TV. I had not seen any ads where they're going to say, tonight.
Yeah, I read about it this morning. That was about it.
Tonight you're going to hear all the transcripts. Yeah. Nothing like that. We got done watching CSI, which incidentally really made me think of HFS, because the whole thing was about some Hispanic Latino singer last night.
Right.
Hispanic woman who had a snake in her throat. Grissom found a snake in her throat. That show's fantastic.
Yeah.
CSI.
That's how she was murdered?
Well, no, it was like a calling card.
Yeah, they found a head with a snake in the mouth. Yeah, it's just the head.
A decapitated head.
Of a person.
And the eyebrows had been shaved off but then drawn back on, because as Grissom said, or George Eads or one of them, that's popular in the Latino community. And I thought, well, I should turn all my radios to 99.1 right now.
Gang women apparently shave their eyebrows and then draw them back on.
Well, the way they put the uno.
I'm practicing.
Tomate Duiti Puto Uno.
Yeah, and then
there's... El Nacion Capital.
And then there's that, there's that thing going on as well around the radio station.
Yes.
With all of the fallout from the other station tanking and the disc jockeys from that station coming here and disc jockeys having meetings with fabulous Senior Hughes.
Right, it's very unsettled here.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate. Well, that sombrero he wears makes everybody nervous.
I'll tell you the one thing that I don't get in all of this, and how this new thing is going to fall out here at WJFK,
mm-hmm.
our home station. Uh-huh. It's not a secret. I heard the commercial that the sports junkies are coming back.
Yes. Right.
They're going to be doing the midday show starting Tuesday, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
Station's not letting them stay on until 3, though. I mean, they're not letting them. They're going to keep playing our reruns at 2 o'clock.
They love those reruns.
Huh. They do.
That's interesting.
That, to me, seems retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, they were saying to me, it's a money issue. You can make more money playing an hour of reruns than you can with real, you know, live programming, which I guess is a roundabout compliment for our show. But I had mentioned to Senior Hughes, who looks great in that gigantic, what is that big siesta hat that he has?
A sombrero.
His big sombrero.
Things on
and he's
it.
Got, and he's also wearing the Jeff Spicoli the poncho.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got, you know, an unusual tan and also like a 3-day beard.
Long mustache and crossed bullets.
Yes.
Chandeliers.
Very interesting. And he's sitting atop a burrow.
Who thought that would happen?
He's got a big, long, brown cigarette and... Isn't that what they used to smoke in the...
Yeah, the good, the bad, the ugly. I was going to say, the spaghetti westerns. And,
you can fit a lot of burrows in the parking lot downstairs.
That's right.
Well, I said to Senior Hughes...
Yeah, it's very hot in his office.
Oh, even in the wintertime, Mike.
Yeah.
Always hot.
You will sweat if you go in there.
I said, what? So when do the junkies start? He said, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Great. What about Ron and Fez? Great. Monday, Tuesday night, they do the nighttime show. Great. Yeah. He said, so we'll see the junkies every day. He said, well, I don't think so. I said, why is that? Oh, because you guys, we can't get rid of that 2 to 3 hour. That rerun hour. So I just want the good people of Washington, D.C. to know that it's not a case of Mike and I, because I want to just say that first to get out of the way. We're not
right.
here saying, hey, you got to play reruns of our show every day from 2 to 3. We're really not for that.
Yeah, we kind of like to be live.
Right, but they're going to play, and that means Joe gets to have an hour of airtime.
Well, that's good. There's the Joe show, and you do get a little live, and that's, of course, when Joe's entertaining you. There's the upside.
And then that brings us to Monday, which is MLK Day, so we won't be here, and Monday will be a best of, and I'm not sure who's hosting, if it's Joe or Beth Ann, but I know that when Beth Ann hosted during our Christmas holiday, she would not even say who she was or what she was doing. I told her, open up.
Yeah.
And I said to her...
On and off the air.
When we got back from vacation, I said, how did it go when you hosted? No buzz. Open up. Would you shut up? I said to her, how did it go? And she said, oh, I don't like it. I said, why don't you like it? She said, oh, Joe's so good at it. Hi, Joe.
Hi, I will be the humble host on Monday.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
all right.
Are you glad about that 2 o'clock hour still being yours?
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I have fun.
Joe.
You know, you got an early Bowie haircut happening, almost.
Yeah, I think it's time to go to the barber.
Look at that mohawk thing.
I know.
Wow.
A little too much stuff in there today.
What's the T-shirt say today?
This is my Guns and Dope T-shirt.
What does it say?
It says, like what you like, enjoy what you enjoy, and don't take crap from anybody. Guns and Dope Party.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Very good. Political statement. Always very political.
There he is. Joseph Ardinger.
Hello?
And now here's Beth Ann McBride.
There she is.
Hi, VA. So Joe's doing it Monday, huh?
Yeah, he's doing it. Well, he won't. Yeah.
Okay. when you did it, though...
Uh-huh.
How come you didn't open up as I had asked and let people know the world of Beth Ann McBride?
I thought I was opening up. You couldn't tell?
Now, you told me that you would just come on, and sometimes your intros were less than 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. They were, like, so quick because I'm there to set up the hilarity that will ensue. Oh,
shut up with that.
But it's true. I mean, that's how I felt it should be, and that's what it
I disagree.
Was.
The next time that you're hosting, the next time that...
Well, I mean, but I wasn't live there. I mean, I was in the building, but they were all done. I mean, I just...
I know, but I want you in here. I want people to know about you. It's a good place for you to talk about your struggles, your everyday struggles.
I'm going to play the segment.
And who knows, you know, if you talk about your everyday struggles, somebody might actually call in and try to help.
If
you have the blues. What's your thing?
Ah, bam, call me if you've got your blues.
Many fancy them as eccentric.
Oh, hold on a second. Excuse me.
You're on with the bum.
Hey, can you believe Dion Bailey did it again? My man hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
Actually, bum, I'm feeling kind of blue.
Well, then change your shirt, Paul. Does anybody out there want to talk sports?
The blues.
Anybody?
Shirt?
Bethann's got the blues.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Bethann.
Paul, if you're still listening,
Bethann,
if
you're still out there, call back. Okay?
You can tell me all about your blues.
Tell us all about your blues.
Blues. There we go.
I can tell you all about mine.
I think about mine.
Hey, Garn, they've done something even more difficult. What? They wrote a book.
The machines are going mental.
Excuse me. Hey. Not sure what's happening. I had kind of a coughing fit, and that one tripped that one. Is that what happened?
I guess.
What are you enjoying?
A ham sandwich.
It's one of those Fridays, ladies and gentlemen.
So how are things in the world of Beth Ann McBride?
They're okay. They're good. My car wouldn't start when I was going out to get one.
Your what?
My car wouldn't start.
You ever get those brakes fixed?
No. I'm saving up.
Won't start or stop. It won't start or stop. This would be one of your troubles you could talk about on the air.
Yeah.
I'll
have to call Mr. Goff on Saturday.
And how's your lovely daughter doing?
She's doing good.
Good.
Yeah. She had a little problem with her boyfriend. He wanted to join the Army, and she's really upset.
Sure.
Yeah, because they're far away as it is.
See, now these are insights that you could throw out there if you were doing the best of.
Like I said, don't tell me to open up, because he'll say, where's our segment? Why is she still talking?
No, we're fascinated by the life of Beth Ann.
Tell us more. But more about Beth Ann McBride.
So is he going into the Army or isn't he?
No, I said Jennifer because she woke me up at midnight to tell me this. I said, does he know he won't get to eat the Army out of house and home if he goes in the Army? I mean, he's kind of he's so timid. I said he
right, enough about him.
No.
Meet anybody interesting online lately?
No. No, no, fine.
You don't meet people online, do you, Beth Ann?
No. I don't meet anybody. Why?
Well, you chat online.
I chat online with my daughter, and sometimes, who else IMs me? Jonathan O-I-M-E.
Jonathan.
They're the amazing Jonathan.
You know, I'm surprised you went this long without mentioning Jonathan.
And Beth Ann, how's the TiVo? Did you get that hooked up yet?
It's hooked up. I just have to do this part where I call Buzz, and he tells me how to get the correct information into the TiVo.
Is she nuts?
I turn on channel 36, it says
it. Is she nuts? A month ago, for Christmas, I gave her a TiVo. A month ago.
Still not hooked up.
Still not working.
Well, it's working. It's just that the information that we look at is not correct.
Ah. I can fix that.
She's something. This Beth Ann McBride, I'm telling you. I'm very proud of her.
She's a worker bee.
She's got a lot going on inside that bonnet of hers. Okay, thank you for sharing that with us.
You're welcome.
Okay, goodbye now.
Bye-bye.
That was great. Beth Ann McBride.
There she is. Hello, Derek. And then, like, with the Xbox, the TiVo.
Right, yeah.
I said to her after Christmas, how do you like that? You know, because I got that for her job. You know,
right.
She tapes stuff off TV.
Right.
She said, oh, it's great. I just can't get it hooked up right. I said, well, call Buzz. Buzz knows about it. And you
help.
Do, Buzz, right? You knew whatever she
was
talking
about. And I'm happy to help.
But she never called.
Buzz ought to have his own website, you know, helping people with hooking up their stereos.
I could give phone support.
Hello, Derek.
Now you took that wrong.
You looked at me like you were giving it that way. Hello, Derek.
It would always end up with Buzz saying, I think I need to come over.
Time for a house call. Yes, hello, Derek. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
I just thought of a theory. You talk about the Michael Jackson thing. Do you think he doesn't really like women, but has the woman stuff around to entice the kids, the boys?
For recruiting, possibly.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, that could happen.
I just never knew that was in his arsenal before. I would always assume that he would have, like, boy's life and stuff like that. I wouldn't think he'd have Playboy and junk like that.
Highlights.
The other reason I called?
Yes?
Is to prepare you for my next call, because it's not a quick...
Okay. Whatever you were going to say,
sure.
You're out of here.
For the best.
Leftover from before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay, remember the last show we did before Christmas? We had something that we facetiously called... The Christmas Miracle, when Maurice Jones
was here.
Maurice Jones came in, he is a TV anchor guy, and he came in to be part of our show, and it was one of those fantastically funny tongue-in-cheek segments that we are so famous for.
Sure.
That we had him in. On one hand, we are mocking him, but on the other hand, we are, you know, appreciating him.
Of course.
Right. The fact that he's a modern-day Ron Burgundy.
And that he smells like baby powder.
Yeah, and he wears great shoes. And pants with weird zippers on the pile.
That was December 17th, and before I went to bed on December
1941.
17th, he called me three times that night.
Now, this is where you got to listen to this part of the story.
He called you three times?
So, yes. He's on the show at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
That night, by 9 o'clock, he's called Rob three times.
Yeah.
And he's called to say what?
Well, just he wanted to, how do you think it went? I think it was great. Were you happy? Am I happy? Is everybody happy? I said yes. He said, how about the photos we took? Can I send them to you guys? I said yes.
Hold on a second. I got the tape here. So, he, all right, go ahead.
And then he said, and also, you're going on vacation, right? I said, yeah, all of us are. He says, gosh, I got something I'd really like to mail to you. And I'm like, okay, you can send it to my home. He said, and that's cool, right? And I said, absolutely. So I gave him my home address.
This was in the third phone call of the night after he had, the day of that.
This is you. He wants to send something to you.
Well, yes. To the show via me. Okay. And so Friday night we finished this. I got a big priority box at my house Monday morning. Which means he really had to mail it, like, Saturday morning.
Yeah, like he was standing at the post office.
Yes. Now, you remember when he came in, he had that nifty little video camera?
Yes.
Okay,
very excited.
And I leave you with that. So he sent us this.
So he sent us a DVD. He had made a DVD. Huh. Now,
really,
you have to be able to see it to appreciate it. Rob and I, when we watched it over the holiday...
He's not in the same condition Michael Jackson is he? when Michael walks into the room and they're talking about him.
Exactly.
Hi, guys.
It's tape of him from when he was here, but he has, like, some type of...
Hi, guys. It's me. Yep. I don't have anything on.
Natural. Want some juice?
How are you? This is my new camera. Take a look at me.
So he, over the holidays.
Oh, and you know what he also sent was two framed autographed pictures.
Oh, yes, of him with us. That picture they had taken
good.
When we were leaving.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So Rob came over to the house with Carrie during the vacation. We had a couple of drinks, and Rob said, let's put this DVD on that Morris Jones sent me. And he has, like, Photoshop or one of these make-your-own matinee...
If you play cut one, there's the music that happens when you put the DVD in. And it's a... classic movie theater marquee with chasing lights, and it says, Morris Jones is the Don and Mike Show's Christmas miracle. Click here to begin.
And this music is like, so you're seeing something that looks like an old-time theater from the 40s.
Well, I'm sure, you know, I wonder if he's got access to all the editing equipment so he can do these things.
It's like the Majestic.
He's got a lot of time on his hands. So then you go there and you click.
Now, cut two is the, it's like a title card. It's him on top of the Sinclair Broadcasting Building in Baltimore, gesturing to the sign that says Sinclair, and he's okay. Smiling, and he plays this.
Keep in mind, all that's on the screen is him.
And the credits roll, Morris Jones is the Christmas miracle, the Don and Mike Show, December 17th, 2004.
And the way that these words are rolling on the screen is the way that, like, in the beginning of Star Wars,
right?
The words came up on the screen,
wow.
Like rolling from bottom to top.
Yeah. All right, now I'm starting to get concerned. Fancy.
That's how this is
a little
going.
Too much time put into this.
There you
and
go.
Then I think cut three is the actual footage.
Here I am. I'm coming in. This is the Christmas miracle. And the camera's rolling.
Oh, he's rolling camera.
Hey! It's Morris Jones with the Mojo Cam. Long time no see.
Nice to see you.
Buzz Burbank.
This is
real video here. Rob Spivak.
Hi there. That's too tiny.
Spivak. Wow.
Hold on. This is cool. Hi, everybody in Washington.
Look over at Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Okay, Mike, and then, taking video of Morris Jones.
Yeah, and you and Rob. You're good. Oh, dear. You can't put that on TV now.
Before I gave him the finger. And then, what's cut number three, Robbie? What's that one?
The last cut is a long, lingering shot of you guys in the production room. The picture he took, I believe your arms are around each other.
Sure.
And he plays this spirited music bed.
We are family.
The total,
like,
from the
birdcage.
You know what he is? He is the nut.
The total, like, length of the package is like maybe 90 seconds, and I bet that night we watched it 8 times.
We had to, and you wanted to watch it even more.
Yeah, we had to go. The babysitter was on overtime.
He's a kookula. He writes, Dear Don, Mike, Buzz, and Rob, thanks for having me on your show again. It was truly an honor. Next time, instead of the Brian Williams reminiscing, I'll tell you how I knew Bill O'Reilly 25 years ago in Denver.
Oh, good.
When he was the entertainment reporter at the competing station.
Wow.
We ever have time for some conversations outside work.
Uh-huh.
That's a red flag. I'd love to tell you the E! True Hollywood story about working at Channel 5. Hope you have a healthy and successful new year. Best regards, Morris.
Thank you, Morris. It's as if he's given us a reason to invite him back.
But it was too funny.
He loves being on this show.
That the night after he's on the show, he was calling Rob. He had already gone home, cut this thing down on DVD.
Yeah.
Burned off a couple of copies.
He's in the business.
I know, Mike. Yeah, you give me the crazy side. Yeah, no,
right.
No kidding.
Yeah, he's a kookula. It's funny that he did this. And just a little disturbing.
Anyway, we've been waiting to mention that, and there it is. And
thank you, Morris, for all your help.
And Mike, if you would just please talk about the handwriting of Morris Jones on this DVD cover, which is your copy for your home collection.
You know, it's a little odd. He's got some flying letters that don't seem to... we should get that analyzed.
He's got some lazy R's.
Uh-huh. You think that's by design, the way he the way he writes that M for Morris?
I don't know.
With kind of the... I'm sure. You know what? Here's how I can describe this M, Rob. The way I would describe it is when a woman kisses a man in an old movie and she flips her leg up.
Yes.
That's the backside of that M.
I see. That M sort of looks like how a kid would draw a bird
right.
in a picture. It's not an M, really. It's a character.
Well, you know, a lot of people in broadcasting have crappy handwriting, and he falls into that category.
Morris Jones presents... Or what does it say? Morris Jones is...
Right, the Christmas miracle.
So, he burned, everybody a DVD?
Yes.
And he sent this to Rob.
Framed, autographed pictures for you and I.
Do you have a picture in your folder? I brought you one for work. Were you still carrying it?
I believe that it got lost in translation.
Do I have one?
There's one. You know what? You have one in your house.
Oh, I put it up on the shelf.
You're right. Sure. You should bring it in for the office.
I will. He went out and got these pictures framed and sent this giant overnight box to Rob.
And he's a very nice guy.
He is. No doubt. No question.
Stay classy, San Diego.
If we go to a commercial break, you even have time to watch it a few times in the production.
I plan on running into the production studio.
Please do, because you will love those cheap production values.
Very good.
At the beginning of that thing. One call here. We got a break. Hello, George. Don and Mike show. George.
Don. Mike.
Yes. Hi.
I can't believe I lost one-third of my attention span.
Thank you, George.
All right,
you're welcome.
Goodbye, George.
Goodbye.
Call me whenever you have the blues.
See you later.
I don't know. You got your blues, Morris. You're alone making these DVDs.
There you go.
Sitting there at your TV station.
And I think you're right about him. He's probably like Michael Jackson, but he would just have a dickie on. Just naked, except for that little, like, mock turtleneck thing.
He is an interesting dresser.
He is. Mojo. The Mojo Man. Stop Maurice. Me. Maurice Jones.
Maurice Jones, who, look forward to having him back the next time.
Yeah. Next Christmas. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I want to thank Don and Mike I had a lot of fun here. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you lose, so that's why you won.
All right.
But I want to thank all of you for supporting the Children's Hospital. It's a very, very good cause, and it'll make us all much happier. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're terrific on the radio. You have great wit and great energy, and you're fun to listen to. And I don't know how you do it for 3 or 4 hours like that and keep it going with that pace. You're really terrific, and I appreciate it. Everybody, have a good summer.
Thank you, Dick Van Patten. Thanks a lot, Dick.
The Don and Mike Show.
Drunk Mike.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's like drunk pre-vacation me.
Yeah, I know.
Fantastic. The Don and Mike Show.
Yes, now. We're going to do two things in this break. Yes. First, we're going to talk to Mr. Larry Cooper. Now, I know you don't know who Larry Cooper is, and frankly, I didn't either until Beth Ann reminded me. He's a really fat guy that we found in the newspaper 3 or 4 years ago. I mean, really fat. And man, the deal was, I told him I'd pay him, how much? $10 a pound?
Yeah, it was like a year ago, I think.
And at the time he weighed, I don't remember how much. Have you seen all the ads for Fat Albert, incidentally?
Yeah.
That they're really saying this holiday weekend, you know, go out. I know it's a holiday weekend and all, but
right.
I don't put MLK Day with Fat Albert
for some reason. I don't understand
on this holiday weekend.
They seem to be trying to tie it in, and I think
because you know he was black. He was black too. So is Fat Albert.
Right.
This holiday weekend, please don't forget Martin Luther King wants you to remember Fat Albert is still in theaters.
I think somebody's thinking too much is what it is.
Hey, hey, hey. I think he weighed in the neighborhood of 800.
Hey, hey, hey.
And my favorite line out of Fat Albert.
Hey, hey, hey. Love to play tackle.
He had a dream sickle.
But you will remember this guy. Remember, he used to be a high-energy disco dancer.
Right.
And that's how he's going to lose the weight.
All right, well, let's welcome him to the show now for an update. Here is Larry Cooper. Hello, Larry.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, Larry? Here it is, our first call in the year 2005. Let's see, the last time we spoke to you, you had lost 9 pounds.
Huh?
You had to...
Yeah, well...
Have you gained any of that back?
No, I lost 100 after that. And I was in Jet Magazine, October issue, with a 73-year-old man lift me up at the weight of 732.
Now, wait, hold on. You were in Jet Magazine this past October?
Yeah. So you see me...
Rob, I think my subscription has lapsed.
How many...
The Shim Shimra, the 73-year-old man go around lifting people?
So there's a picture of a 73-year-old man lifting you up? A 700-pound man lifting you up in Jet Magazine?
When last we talked to you, Larry, you did lose 9 pounds. How much did you say you've lost since then?
100 pounds.
100 pounds?
Yes.
Well, Larry, I guess for documentation on this, all I'll need is, your picture in Jet Magazine, if it says you've lost 100 pounds,
yeah.
If there's a 73-year-old guy who's...
And how much did we say Don was going to pay you per pound, Larry? Do you remember?
$10 a pound.
$10 a pound. He remembers that.
Sure, he does. Now, Larry, I'm going to have to be a stickler on this. I'm more than willing to pay you, but I want to make sure that you've lost...
I'm ready to fax you the papers now.
Okay, now, do you want...
Come to my ice cream. What? See, you do ice cream, but sherbet is good for you.
That's
it's
right.
Healthy.
Mm-hmm. Sherbet better than ice cream.
You forgot about that. Mm-hmm. Sherbet is good for you.
Sherbet is good for you.
Oh, so you moved from... you moved from ice cream to sherbet?
Hey.
That's
I haven't had no ice cream in a long time.
You haven't had ice cream.
You know, pepper turkey and wheat bread do wonders for you.
That's right.
All right.
And,
listen,
that's smart.
Here is the deal, Larry. Of course, I'm happy to be your ongoing spiritual coach in this, and I will continue to pay you $10 a pound.
Larry, is there some sort of machine in the background there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that machine, Larry?
That's called the oxygen thing. The oxygen, checking the oxygen in the room.
That's what I thought.
Cool. Huh?
Yeah.
And when I'm doing my training, like right now, I'm going to get my legs up.
What about your legs?
He lifts his legs up. That's his training.
Oh, you lift
now.
Your legs up.
Yeah. You know, I breathe and stuff like that.
So the room is supercharged with oxygen.
You got to keep all fresh air coming in and out all
right.
the time.
Helps you burn calories.
Now, Larry,
always.
Larry, here's the thing.
Breathe out the heart.
Are you still in the hospital?
Nah, you caught me at home now.
Oh, you're at home now.
I have doctor's appointments for months. I'm just doing real good, doing my thing.
Good, Larry. Do you get out of the house at all, Larry?
Yeah, but I did 2 shows. As a matter of fact, I got something great coming up in 6 months. I'm gonna put on my own. I'm gonna dance one more time.
Oh, remember, he loses weight through disco dancing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm gonna dance. I'm gonna put on a big show with me and my upcoming singers.
All right, what then, Larry? Larry, what's the new goal weight? If you're down to about 700, what's the new goal weight?
The new goal weight?
Yeah.
Oh, my new goal weight is 375.
Is that where you want to get to?
That's where I'm going to get to.
You want to get to 375? Will you have it, if you get to that weight, will you have any surgery to, like, tighten up your skin and stuff like that?
I'm going to do everything natural like I've been doing it.
Okay. Now, Larry, here's the thing. This is weird because you don't know me and I don't know you, but I mean what I say, that I'll pay you $10 a pound, and I'd be happy to pay you $10 a pound now, but I'm afraid if I sent you the money out now, you'd go out and buy all jelly beans.
Yeah, right.
or candy.
Yeah, right. That's me. That's don't you think that's breaching the contract, my brother? that making you look bad on radio.
Larry.
You only got your word.
No, Larry, it's good to be funny,
but I'll play with the money.
He's going to pay. He's just concerned you'd spend the money on sugary foods.
I mean, here's what I'm saying.
It's not about money. It ain't about health and living.
I got
people who've been singing, who've been dancing, who've been along with me since day one.
Here's what we do, Larry.
And they're still with me. And I'm pretty sure that you're a man of your word.
Of course
and
I am.
Even though you're giving me money, you know, say we make the ice cream jokes or whatever, you're sincere about certain things
you do. Larry, listen to me. I'm very sincere. Here's what I'm telling you. How much weight have you lost now?
109 pounds.
109, that's $1,000.
Well, calm down. Let me finish.
It's $1,000.
Yeah, hold on. Let me finish.
Yeah?
Let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
In December, I hurt my leg.
Okay.
That's why I'm doing the knee kick stuff.
Right.
Okay.
So I had gained back 15.
You gained back?
Oh, my.
Dear.
Well, now that's $150 back for me, then.
Rob, do the math. So he lost 109, gained back 15.
94. So he's lost 94 pounds.
94 Larry, pounds, so for Larry, $940.
Here's the deal, Larry. I'll cut you the check because I'm a man of my word, and I'd like to keep this ongoing with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, ongoing to help you get down to your goal weight of 375.
And where were you based out of again, Larry? Where are you living?
736 Riverside Drive.
So you're up in New York, and what we'd like to do...
Manhattan, New York.
Manhattan. Yeah. And, you know, I think really I'd love to, when he gets, if he gets to his 375, we maybe have a presentation down.
Oh, we have?
Oh, that'd be great. Absolutely. Fly Larry down here.
So, Larry, listen, here's all I need, dude. All I need is the documentation that you've lost 94 pounds.
Coach, of course.
I promise that I will send you the money. As incentive to continue, Mikey might have to fly first.
I understand.
When you're that big, sometimes you have to fly first.
Yeah, I understand.
So if you will please send me the documentation, I'll get you the money right out because I'm proud of you, Larry.
You got a fax number?
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold and give you the fax number.
Give me the fax number. I'll get you the check right out, Larry. And then you keep losing weight.
Yeah, now, Larry, you gained the 15 because you hurt your leg, but you're back on track. No doubt. You're going to start.
No. Like I said, I dance one more time for the last time coming soon.
All right, listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal on the VIG, on the money. You're talking like Get Shorty now. I'll give you this money because I am a man of my word. And, Larry, I'm proud of you. But if like in 2 months I found out that you gained it all back, you got to pay me 50 cents back on the dollar. Okay?
Deal.
Okay.
Deal. Very good, Larry. Right.
Larry, then you're set. Your current weight now, it is January 14th. Let's get this and put this in our transcript. Your current weight is?
I'm sorry. 755.
755?
Yes.
755. Larry Cooper now weighs 755. We will track his progress, and we will get a check for you.
All right, Larry. Congratulations on that.
Okay.
Talk to you soon, dude. Okay?
Keep up the good work.
Bye-bye. Hey, Larry, do you even know my name? Your coach?
There you go, Larry.
Although, let's be honest, Mike's putting no money towards us. Mike's busy helping someone else.
Yes, grow his hair out.
Grow his hair.
Right, we're all contributing in one way or another.
Right,
everybody's helping.
Hold on there, Larry.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. That's an update from Larry Cooper. We're going to have to get a picture of him. And
I'm sorry about the coach comment. I just couldn't resist.
But, Mike, it's fact.
Right.
It's a fact.
Yes.
He has to fly first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, there's no way.
And even at 375,
he
cannot get a seat belt extender.
Right.
You can't do it.
You
can't do it.
At my weight, it's dicey.
So that's Larry Cooper. We'll get a picture of him.
He loves sherbet.
I would.
That's his key.
That's the key.
I would love to see the picture of a 73-year-old guy holding him up in Jet magazine.
Well, if you hadn't let your subscription lapse.
Well, see, the thing is, I've got every episode, every copy of Ebony.
Right.
Every copy of Ebony. Sure. I just don't have Jet.
I know. Well, we'll make that right. Absolutely.
For your birthday, we'll make sure you take Ebony.
And don't forget.
And take Jet.
This holiday weekend. Fat Albert is back.
Hey.
So anyway, that's Larry Cooper. I'll send him out a check. We will get his picture on the website, and we'll continue to track his weight.
Love to play tackle.
Maybe you can just send him a sherbet gift certificate.
And our website is www.donandmikewebsite.com. Now it's time for a bonus. How about that?
How about that?
I know we did How About That earlier in the week, but this is one that's ripped right from today's headline.
Isn't that something?
This is from Union, Missouri. There's a lady named Ann McDonald, like McDonald's.
Right.
Okay? She knew the baby was coming and there was not a hospital in sight. She pulled over and had her baby right outside McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
Right under the Golden Arches.
Wow.
How about that?
Isn't that something? Did anybody contact her grandfather or grandmother? Because I'd be curious to know what old McDonald thought.
Mike, let's talk to her now. Joining us from Union, Missouri, this would be the follow-up to Mr. Larry Cooper. This is Ann McDonald. And hi, Ann, and welcome to the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how are you?
Hi there. I understand. Now, congratulations.
Thank you.
Had a baby.
Yes.
How about that?
Is it Chase?
Chase Weston, huh?
Chase Weston McDonald, and that what a lovely name. Isn't that something?
Now, your last name is McDonald, and you had the baby at McDonald's.
Correct. That's
how about that?
Favorite. Congratulations on your small fry.
Was there any special sauce involved?
No.
How about that, Mike?
Isn't that something?
Ann, do you like McDonald's?
What?
Do you like McDonald's as a rule? I mean, notwithstanding the fact that you had your baby in front of a McDonald's and your name is McDonald's, do you like McDonald's?
Well, it was funny because when we were leaving the hospital, my mom asked me where I wanted to go eat, and I said, "Well, I don't want to be cliche, but I would like to go by McDonald's to eat."
How about that?
Is your baby average size or super size?
He's just average size.
It's a good thing he's not preemie. He'd be like a quarter pound.
Isn't that something?
How about that? Have you been? Oh, now did you have the baby in the car or did you have the baby inside the McDonald's?
In the car.
In the car.
Front seat of my mother's minivan.
How many babies have you served? I mean, had. I'm sorry. This is one big turning into another here.
Turn them off. So it's just...
There's got to be some rule, like if the baby's not delivered in 3 minutes,
right?
Your next child is free.
And I think you're a new mom. We should remind you, whatever you do, don't shake the baby.
I'm like, no shake. Isn't that something?
How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
So you have a baby born beneath the Golden Arches. How many idiot disc jockeys like us have tried to call you?
Oh, we've had, from Seattle to New York.
Isn't that something?
California, Utah.
How about that?
That's incredible.
And what's the dumbest thing you've been asked?
Oh, you know, really hasn't. They haven't asked dumb questions. You know, we've just heard it.
How about that?
I've heard
that. I don't believe that.
Yeah. I've had a McBaby. How's my little McNugget? I gave McBirth. And my husband will receive a lot of McRibbing.
Those are like groaners. That's so awful. Here's the really important question. Has McDonald's stepped up
absolutely
to help you financially?
They've called. I finally called yesterday afternoon, and they want to give me some kind of little shower gift or something.
That's it.
And like a Happy Meal toy.
They're so cheap. They are so... I mean, they really ought to make you their spokesperson.
They should.
I don't think we want to make this a big thing.
You don't?
We want to start popping up in their parking lot to have babies.
But the baby is doing well, right?
Yes, we both are doing well.
That's good.
Did you ever think about naming the baby Ronald?
No, we did not.
No, you did not. How about that?
Isn't that funny?
How about that? I bet you're really sick of people calling you and asking you these questions. Is there, if I
But I do want to congratulate her on her little special order.
If I could be so bold, is there a Mr. McDonald?
Yes, he's in the Marine Corps. He's currently serving over in Iraq.
Ah, right. Oh. So you pulled over at the McDonald's. You didn't just drive through.
Correct.
I'm so sorry. They're just popping into my head and I'm saying them out loud.
That's okay. Everyone's doing well, so now we can just joke about it.
Oh, that's good news.
Isn't that something? Yes. Well, listen, thank you for your time. You're simply a newsmaker out of the newspaper. Right. You're a lady named McDonald who had a baby at McDonald's. And
yes, we have friends over in Europe, and they said that it actually even made the newspaper over there.
Wow. And please pass along to your husband. Thank him for service to his country.
Really, and McDonald's should step up and do something for you, for God's sakes.
Hey, incidentally, when you were having the baby, can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Did you grimace? I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. Anybody give you that one before?
No, that's a new one. I'll have to write that.
That's Rob Spiewak, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. All right. How about that, everybody? Right. Ain't that something? That's Ann McDonald. Thank you, Ann.
Thanks,
Thank
Ann.
You.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, honey. Bye-bye. How about that? Was not the strongest. How about that?
No, that was a casual edition, I think.
How did we do as you're keeping score there?
Well, you went crazy, Don, with the how about that. You had 11 how about that.
Yeah,
and
that,
four.
You know, that is, that's the fever coming through. That's the fever talking.
Four isn't that something. And I think Mike had about four isn't that something, and four how about that.
Isn't that great?
Very light.
But see, you got me because halfway through you started thinking of jokes about McDonald's.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought because I was trying to get the McDonald's jokes out. I'm an entertainer. He can't help it.
I'm dying here trying to think of anything I can think of for McGriddles. And the only thing I can think of like for McGriddles is,
right,
you know, if she was like in the stirrups or something.
I've never had the McGriddle, but I have been told it is probably one of the neatest breakfast things, you know, that anybody's ever had.
Listen, maybe just because I have the flu, it looks to me like a recipe for vomit. Really? Because what it is, it's like a little sausage.
And it's a and pancake, right?
Yeah, and it's
and
got...
it's a flavored pancake.
And infused maple-flavored
maple syrup in it.
Ooh, it's good.
It just looks to me like it would make you bleed.
Is there egg? Is there egg involved?
You can get egg. There's any variety of McGriddle you can get.
Well, starve of fever. Don't
be infused maple flavor.
I want one right now.
Don't worry, I'm sorry, you'll have to wait till morning.
And I love the great advertising campaign for McDonald's, because everything is hip-hop now.
Sure.
Oh, like LeVar Arrington, who still has not called the show to come on to defend his...
Yo, jobs, yo, credit.
I don't get it.
What is the name of his...
Eastern Motors.
Eastern Motors.
Yo, jobs, yo, credit.
You know, I saw the ad again last night, and I stand by my comments that the audio we played on the air doesn't live up to the video.
Right.
You have to see it. Looks like America's Funniest Home Video equivalent quality Betamax,
right,
of LeVar Arrington, star football player for the Redskins.
Sure.
Sitting in his car... mouthing the words. He's got it.
Eastern Motors, where your job is your credit. Number one in second chance financing.
Here he is. That's classy, LeVar. Evan Simmons got that look on his face like when he's playing football.
Sure.
Like he's almost threatening you, like, you better come down here and get money or I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm getting over there after the show. I want something from Eastern Motors.
And the other thing about the vomit-inducing McGriddles,
yes,
that I don't like in the commercial,
right,
is that, of course, everybody's just cooler than can be in the commercial.
Right.
It's a bunch of young people that have, like, it's been up all night partying.
Yeah.
And the one guy, the commercial ends, da-da-da-da-da. That guy goes, McGriddles, your breakfast. My bedtime snack. You know, it's indicating that this this jerk has been up all night.
Right. Yeah, well,
hey, congratulations on that, Napoleon Dynamite.
And he just delivered a baby.
I did. How about that, Mike?
I'm still trying to work on that Napoleon Dynamite impression.
Something. You had it pretty close yesterday.
All right. I'll have to study a little bit.
I think you had it.
All right.
Hello, Lauren, Don and Mike show. Lauren.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Don and Mike. Who do you think, honey?
Of course.
Oh, my
God. Don and Mike.
Hi,
Don. You know
Mike.
It is.
Hi there. What can we do for you?
Nothing. What I'm calling for is to talk to you guys about the McGriddle.
Yes, the vomit-inducing McGriddles.
No, you guys have it all wrong. It's the best breakfast sandwich ever.
Huh.
All right, okay, so
there's
we had
a secret,
it wrong.
Though. What? No, there's a secret.
What's the secret, honey?
The secret is that you have to ask for a separate side of syrup so you can dunk it in. There's not enough syrup. In the little pack.
Listen, I'm no health nut. For God's sakes, I'm no health nut. But can you imagine the parasites that are inside you right now from all these McGriddles? All of these vomit-inducing McGriddles.
You know what my metabolism...
My late night snack.
I haven't been sick once, I promise.
With my metabolism, if I ate a McGriddle, I'd turn into the Michelin man in about 10 minutes.
May I ask how much you weigh, Lauren?
Yes, it's Laren.
Laren.
I weigh 125.
Oh, see? You're tiny. Yeah. All right, well, you can chow down. You're not like 3'8",
yeah,
are you?
Say, how tall are you?
No, I'm 5'5".
Are you one of those girls that gets the feather, you know, down the throat after you've had your 3 or 4 McGriddles?
No, actually, McDonald's is like one of those things I ate all three during college. So I had to give up a little bit afterwards, though.
So. Yeah. But, I mean, 5'5 and 125 is rather svelte.
No, that's regular.
That's what I said.
That's what Mike just said.
Svelte is a compliment, lady. Laren.
I thought you said stout.
No, I said svelte.
We have to go. Ralph Laren is on the telephone right now. Goodbye.
Bye.
The problem
I heard
that
McGriddles make you deaf.
Make you stupid. The problem with that, it was right from the get-go. Who am I speaking to?
Yes. Right. Hello, yeah. Dave.
It's us, of course.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi there.
Mike, especially you forgot to get the joke in about that girl squeezing that kid out of her McMuffin.
All right, thank you. All the junior comedy guys are out there helping us.
Yeah, we already done the jokes.
I guess that we're not doing a good enough job today.
Jeez.
We should have just stayed home and stayed in bed and let you guys come in and do
that
the show.
We told all the jokes about McDonald's. God.
I think if you try really hard, you can still save the show, though. If you apply yourself.
There's time.
I need a McGriddle. That's what I need right now.
To Boyd.
Hello, Don.
Thank you, Boyd. I need a McGriddle. Go get one.
To Boyd. To Boyd. For the beast. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hello.
Okay, I wanted to say I'm so glad you guys like Napoleon Dynamite. That is by far the greatest movie I've ever seen.
Honey, did you hear yesterday we had the kid, his brother...